Helen Nutting, Guidance Counselor, Rampart Middle School. The following are portions of a transcription of my recorded interview with student Griffin Carver, grade 7. This interview was requested by Beatrice Comack from the School Safety Bureau in conjunction with their investigation of the startling events of the last few weeks. This was my first meeting with Griffin. I oversee 103 seventh graders alone, and he was initially reluctant to talk with me at all. My telling him how much better talking about the situation would make him feel completely backfired. He said he had no interest in feeling better. It wasn't until I stressed how difficult and painful the process was, yet how necessary to the public good, that we had a breakthrough. Just pretend the microphone isn't there, Griff.
I'd rather pretend I'm not here.
Isn't there anything you'd like to get on the record? I'd think you'd want your side of the story told.
There is no my side of the story. There's only the truth.
Why don't you tell me the truth, Griff? After all, I'm here for you. I'm a pretty good guidance counselor.
Really? Never seen you before today. Didn't even know I had a guidance counselor.
You know what, Griff? The sooner you talk to me, the sooner you're back out there in the halls doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Start at the beginning. Your first day here. What was the first thing you saw?
What do you think I saw? The school. Same thing you see every day when you pull into the parking lot. Rampart Middle School.
Okay. What did you hear? Think about it. What was the first thing you heard when you saw the school?
Have you got everything? That's what she asked me. Something like that.
Then what? What did you answer?
Yeah. I lied. There's nothing to be nervous about. Nothing at all. That's what the old lady said next. She said it with a little squeak in her voice that let me know that she was nervous. Plenty nervous. I grunted at her, but she wasn't about to let up. Nobody knows anything about you here. You can start fresh. A clean slate. The old lady pulled our gray minivan up another 10 feet as we waited our turn at the drop-off site. I looked through the window and got an eyeful of the place. I didn't know exactly what to expect from public school. Maybe a bunch of little mobile homes for classes behind a serious chain-link fence. But Rampart Middle is old school. Big old main building with a playing field behind it and a lot of traffic in front. Hardly any graffiti. There's even a pool. But you know that. You work here. And no, I wasn't nervous. Not really. The old lady was. She was wound so tight, she didn't even notice the go-go's on the satellite radio. That was the sort of thing that usually sent her into some kind of a giddy, new wave flashback dance at the wheel. Not today. I know, Ma, I said, just to keep up the illusion of conversation. I knew the pep talk was really for her. TopSchools.com rated Rampart Middle School in the top 50 safest schools in the state, she informed me, not for the first time. So really, they don't need... There's no reason to. Been through all this, I finally said. The car behind us honked and the old lady pulled up. Are you sure you've got everything? Got my trumpet. Got my new attitude. Got my marching orders. Literally. The Rampart Middle marching band was never going to be the same. I hadn't practiced since my underwear had Power Rangers on them. Got everything. I lied again as I slid out of the van and dropped onto the sidewalk, loaded down with the idiotic first week of school flotsam and jetsam. All that junk, but not the one item I gave a rat's butt about. My badge. And Griffin, she shouted after me. Be careful! Always am, I said, without looking back. I heard the tick-tick-tick of the bad alternator as she pulled away, and I took in my new turf. It wasn't ugly. At first blush, all you'd see is squeaky clean kids playing and killing time till the bell rings. Big lawn, nice clothes, first-hand bikes, right out of the school brochure. Maybe that's all you'd ever see. 'Cause you never wore a badge.